This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Russ.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Furbolg.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These are Vikings.
Yeah, they're just Vikings who happen to just have an excess of hormones. Come on.
Yeah.
Try harder.
They're thirsty Vikings.
Like these guys. Like, I was about to say like an excess of GHB, but that's not the right thing. HGH. There we go. Human growth hormone. Yeah. They're just like big dudes, and like they're 10 feet tall, which makes them woo guys in terms of giants. But like they're big dudes who like to wield claymores.
Yeah, that's almost literally it. Like this is one of the worst entries in this book.
Right. It's a promising illustration too. Like he's standing there in calm contemplation with his sword. Like I want to hear about his travails as a Viking king.
Yes,
but I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't. We don't get that. It is again wargaming stuff, and there's all this like, you know, there are clans, and sometimes the clans know two other clans, and those clans become mega clans, and it becomes an enclave. Okay.
And there's a 5% chance that one of them will have an elder.
Yeah, exactly. And here's this, you might get a witch doctor. They hunt. There's a weird and like kind of the giants entries of this, a weird distinction that keeps getting made, whether something lives off the land or lives with the land.
I saw that the first time that I pulled it up, it was kind of like, oh, they live off the land and not with it, and just kind of, you know, they're just walking around. It's like they're tailgating, like they're just throwing like animal carcasses over the side and pissing in a river and stuff.
Yeah,
like it's a like just real Captain Planet villains.
It's not sustainable farming.
Right, but it's just kind of like, oh, do they live in harmony with nature, or are they just again messy boys? That almost always like falls down clean boys, messy boys divides.
Yeah, and the good evil divide.
Yeah,
because these guys are mostly good.
Yeah, because messy is evil.
This is the weird where they introduce the parenthetical alignments. Yeah. Or they, I don't know if they introduce them, but they show up a lot. I don't really know what they mean.
Neither do I. I was actually going to ask you to interpret that for me, because like I don't know what it. So we're going to look at this here with a Furbolg neutral, but then it says chaotic good. So is it, are they chaotic neutral, or are they neutral good?
I think they're actually chaotic good.
Okay.
Based, and I'm just getting that from context clues of reading the, you know, the way that their entry is.
Right. They're like they're noble but individualistic. Like, I can get down with that. Yeah.
Yeah. They and they're also just like they're bros.
Yeah.
Like they don't, you know, they don't just hunt humans for sport. You know, like they don't eat a lot of meat.
Right.
You know, like they're pretty chill. So that makes you think they're actually good. Mm-hmm. I don't know what neutral is doing there.
Right. I can just see them like occupying the upper right four squares of that chart.
Yeah, it could be anywhere in there.
Yeah.
The fire giants who show up, these guys are worse.
Yeah, like, I hear fire giant, I think, okay, cool. I see this illustration, I think, oh yeah, he looks like a public masturbator.
He's a very angry little like crotch tugger. Like that's this guy. Like he's bad teeth, messy boy. Like what color is he even?
He's the same color as his armor.
What color is that?
Like ash, like ashy. Okay. Stone, I think.
He looks like bluish to me.
Mm.
So like I've always thought these guys were like little blue guys, like little angry blue men. Even though they're huge. You know?
Yeah.
They're 18 feet tall, but like they're just here to be an enemy for the Furbolgs.
Right.
You know, essentially, like they don't like each other.
Right.
Here's all their combat statistics in case you're playing like the world's most boring war game.
And just like, okay, do you happen to be in a volcano? Well, probably if you're walking by a lava pool, one of these guys is going to pop out and say booga booga booga.
Yeah.
Like that's it.
Yep. That's really them.
It really is. Like,
yeah, they make bread. That's weird. Like thinking of them making their own bread. I think that's pretty funny. Yep. Just like up to their elbows in dough, just like snarling at the food, you know, at the
yeast. There's like a needlepoint sampler up above their hearth which says Grog has need to knead.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a needlepoint thing that says if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the CD. Because they just keep pissing fire water all over the fucking gigantic god toilets, aka volcanoes.
And then there's another one right next to that which says I don't pee in your swimming pool, but I definitely smoke because I'm a fire giant.
Yeah. That's these guys. I hate them.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.